So sensuous things in relation to the word are, of course, the letter. And the letter of the word, when seen in the light of interior principles, that's when the power of the word becomes manifest, because what is of a sensual nature in terms of the sense of the letter then becomes understood in a way whereby what is more interior shines through, and that's its power. Whereas when the letter is just understood in terms of its face value, those interior things are hidden, and so the power of the word is trapped within what's illustrated here as Egypt. So the sons of Israel, being those principles that can serve the spiritual life, are bound up when we think from person, place, time and space. But when those aspects are worked to be put off, then the interior things begin to shine, and then application can happen so far as the life of our mind is concerned. And we're given the ability then to be able to examine, and the ability to see what's arising. So it's just remembering that everything you're reading is about the process taking place within the human mind, and that is for all time to eternity. It's a continual process. These things are continually unfolding as minds are expanded and what is evil and false is contracted and cast off into the hells.